CNN medical analyst Reiner, explanation for McConnell's freeze-ups laughable. By Pam Key on September 5, 2023. CNN medical analyst Jonathan Reiner said Tuesday on CNN's Out Front that the attending physician of Congress Brian Monahan's explanation of two recent incidents in which Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, froze while speaking was laughable. Partial transcript as follows. Aaron Burnett, I wanna get your reaction to the letter. The letter that we have been given right from McConnell's team and a physician who states that there's no evidence McConnell had a stroke or seizure is suffering from any other diseases like Parkinson's. They say that the senator has been evaluated by four neurologists. Does all of this sound right to you? Reiner, no, because I think to most physicians. The two very similar episodes that Senator McConnell had about 5 weeks apart really are very typical of a focal seizure, and I think you need to really read between the lines of what Dr. Monahan wrote. He wrote there is no evidence that you have a seizure disorder. The senator was administered an EEG, which is an electrical test of the brain. Think of it as sort of an EKG of the brain. Burnett, yes. Reiner, but an EEG will only be abnormal in somebody with epilepsy about half the time because it's a snapshot of what's going on with the electrical activity of your brain the moment the test is done. So, if he's not having a seizure, it's not likely to be abnormal. So, what Dr. Monahan wrote was there is no evidence you have a seizure. Although clinically that is what it really appears to be. Burnett, McConnell's office has attributed the episodes their attribution is lightheadedness as a lingering symptom from the concussion that he suffered in that fall that he had back in March. Now, when you look at it through that lens, is that reasonable? Reiner, no. I'm unaccustomed to saying that I agree with Senator Paul, but I agree with Senator Paul. I take care of plenty of folks who have lightheadedness. Either in the setting of dehydration from working outside in the hot DC summer or after an illness like influenza or even COVID. And most people with lightheadedness feel lightheaded. They feel a little woozy. Maybe they feel they have to sit down. Patients with lightheadedness don't present with this sort of staring off into the periphery. Unable to speak for 10 to 30 seconds. That's very consistent with a focal seizure. It would be really better for the senator's team to just be a little bit more transparent because that explanation is a little laughable. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.